Welcome back to After the Mishnah. We're in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Mishnah Yud Gimel. So our Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Gimel, V'alti rasha b'fnei atzmecha, that you shouldn't consider yourself wicked. But the kasha that we have to ask is, let's say there is a human being that Taka did many things wrong. So shouldn't he view himself honestly? So why does Mishnah tell us, V'alti rasha b'fnei atzmecha? So there's a well-known story, it's brought in the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Tesvav Omer Aleph, about Elisha ben Avuya. He was once one of the greatest Tanoim, the Rebbe of Remeir. And the Gemara tells us that the reason why he didn't do tshuva, even though Remeir encouraged him to do tshuva, was because he heard a baskel. The Gemara tells us that he heard a baskel that said, Shuvu banim shevavim, chutz me'acher, that anybody, Acher was saying, Elisha ben Avuya was saying, that he heard a baskel that was telling him, Shuvu banim shevavim, anybody could do tshuva, chutz me'acher, with the exception of Acher. And the question we have to ask is that there's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva that Ein Davar Ha'Aymed B'fnei HaTshuva, that there's nothing that stands in the place of Tshuva. So how could it be that there was a baskel that said, Shuvu banim shevavim, chutz me'acher? If you look at the Yerushalmi brings down the story of Elisha ben Avuya, but he has a different lashon. The Yerushalmi says that the baskel said, Shuvu banim shevavim, chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya. According to the Yerushalmi, the baskel uses his actual name. If you look at the Bavli says, chutz me'acher. What is pshat in this distinction? So here we see from here a very, very important yisod. What was the baskel? The baskel, the lashon of the baskel was Shuvu banim shevavim, chutz me'acher. And what's the explanation? That the baskel was saying that if you view yourself as an acher, if you view yourself as a stranger, then taka, Shuvu banim shevavim, chutz me'acher, then you actually have no chance in doing tshuva. But what did Elisha ben Avuya? He didn't hear the exact language. He translated as Shuvu banim shevavim, chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya. He didn't understand the depth of this message. And therefore, that's why he felt he couldn't do tshuva. So Taka, the only thing that prevented Elisha ben Avuya from doing tshuva was because he viewed himself as an acher. He viewed himself as shuvim ben shivavim chutz me'acher because he viewed himself as an acher, and that Taka prevented him from doing tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu never rejected Elisha. He rejected the fact that he viewed himself as an acher. There's a story that really brings us to mind. Ruchatsky Abramsky, he was in Siberia all alone. He couldn't learn, he couldn't daven. And he woke up in the morning and he said, that he was thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning this neshama. And he was thinking to himself, what am I thinking Hashem for? I'm here in Siberia. I have no farm. I can't learn. I can't do any mitzvahs. What am I thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? But then he said the last words, Rabba Munasecha. What does that mean? He said, Rabba Munasecha, when we say every single morning, is that when we wake up and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our neshama, Rabba Munasecha. This is an indication that you, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you believe in us. That you're giving us another chance. And this is the lesson of our Mishnah. The lesson is that, talk, if someone does something wrong, yes, he did things wrong. But don't view yourself as a person that is a Rasha. Don't view yourself as an Acher. Everyone have an amazing, amazing day.